When Happy New Year doesn't feel true to reality because there's a heavy burden following you from the previous year, how do you anchor your heart to something better? Well, let's talk about it. I'm Ruth Jo Simons, and this is the Grace Lace Podcast. Today, my co-host Eve Stipes and I are kicking off the new year with a new season. We started last year with a preach to yourself topic, and we think it might be an annual tradition worth pursuing. Because is there a better way to start the new year than by reminding ourselves of what is true? Especially when you're burdened. So grab a cup of coffee and join us for today's conversation.
Okay, here we are, starting the year with another, like, kind of wah-wah. Like, we started last year with preaching to ourselves when we were unmotivated, because that's what we felt like. We were stuck.
Well, maybe we're just truth tellers, Eve.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
here's
true.
The thing. Let's reframe, because the thing is, I think you and I love to be those, you know, girlfriends in the room that kind of say, but really, really, is this really how we feel?
Right.
And so this is just two friends coming on, being honest and saying, just because it's January 1 and it's the new year doesn't mean that everything resets and everything is perfect and fine.
Yeah.
And it's so hopeful. For some of us, those things carried on through the holidays. And for some of us, we put a big pause on them because we had to put
time out.
Smiley face, put on our smiles, go to the party, put on the cute clothes and just celebrate. And I'm so glad we had the Christmas season. But for a lot of us, we're returning back to, okay, but what about this issue in my business? What about this struggle in our home? What about this financial burden that we haven't dealt with? What about? So we're just here to say Happy New Year. We understand because we're your friends. We understand that you might be starting the new year with a lot of stuff and some baggage from the previous year. How's that?
Yeah,
is that
I think
the beginning?
That's good. That's a good beginning. That's just to set it up and say, we kind of always strive for a pretty authentic and transparent conversation. And so this is just another version of that, right? To say, we see you, we're with you, we hear you. And so what do we do? And if you are at all familiar with Ruth's ministry or Grace Lace as a whole, you'll know that preaching to ourselves is a common theme. So we just want to talk about it a little bit and really apply that concept to some specific areas. So I guess the first place to start is to say, what do we even mean when we say burdened? Like, it kind of feels a little bit like a fancy word, like, oh, burdened. But what does that really mean? I think we already hit on a few of those topics, right? It can just be anything heavy that we're carrying. And that could be mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It could be physically. There's a lot of different ways that that applies.
And I think we're going to get to it this season, but sometimes that burden is a good one, and it's something that is meant for us to have empathy about, and that feeling, that care that makes us feel burdened, it's not a wrong feeling.
Right.
It's just what we do with it. Or sometimes those burdens are things that we were never meant to feel burdened by. We were never meant to carry, but it's self-imposed. And so we're going to get to all of that. So I think sometimes burdens are things that we are carrying and we feel heavy about that are not even in our own lives. It's watching somebody else suffer or seeing somebody we love carry something, and then we want to do more and we want to carry more. And sometimes feeling burdened is just the weight. I mean, for a lot of us, I think oftentimes it's just the weight of going, I don't know what's wrong, but it just feels like everything feels so heavy. I actually stopped in and had a conversation with a friend yesterday, just popped into her work and gave her a quick hug, checked in on her. And as we were chit-chatting, both of us, but she went first and she actually said, you know, I think it might be this, it might be that, but sometimes it just feels so heavy and it feels kind of depressing sometimes. And I just feel like I'm carrying this weight. And so, yes, we can all sit, nod our heads and say, what is that? But this season, we'd like to even take it a step further and not just acknowledge the heaviness, but also what do we do about it? How do we speak to it? How do we change our trajectory and experience the lightness that we are meant to know in Christ? And so,
yeah, Yeah. And I think that what you said is really helpful to remember. Like, just because we feel heavy doesn't mean something is wrong per se. Like, sometimes there are just heavy seasons of carrying grief with a friend or walking through grief yourself. And sometimes there are things that, like, oh, we were never meant to carry that thing. But I think it's interesting, if you've read Gentle and Lowly, any listener, I'm sure some of you have, the whole kind of concept of how Jesus walks with people. There's a really great quote in there that Dane Ortlund wrote, and I read it and was just struck because he talks about kind of this idea of burden. And so here's what it says. The minimum bar to be enfolded into the embrace of Jesus is simply open yourself up to him. It's all he needs. Indeed, it's the only thing he works with. He's quoting Matthew 11 here. All who labor and are heavy laden. So you don't need to unburden or collect yourself and then come to Jesus. Your very burden is what qualifies you to come. And so I love that.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Like, your very
burden is what qualifies you to come.
Yeah. Like, you have a heavy burden. And so that's what makes you able to come to Jesus and say, like, okay, what are we doing here? How does this work? So we'll talk more specifically about that truth in a future episode, but I wanted to just bring that quote in to kind of set the table for, yeah, burdens are normal. Yes. We all have them. And so what do we do?
And maybe that? Even it's just a reminder that this is not a problem we're just trying to fix. Preaching truth to yourself is not some self-help strategy just to make sure that you live your best life and you stop doing the things that are slowing you down, but rather to say, I feel burdened because I'm a human being with sinful tendencies and the wrong way of thinking of things, but I'm also in a world that's broken and there's suffering all around me, and maybe I'm even suffering. So because of all these circumstances, I'm going to realign my heart with what is true about who I am, who God is, and how to respond. Friends, I'm genuinely excited to tell you about Everyday Heirloom, our sponsor for this season of the podcast. Everyday Heirloom is a fine art jewelry band that exists to adorn the beloved, creating tangible reminders of God's faithfulness for women, serving them with the inherent truth and beauty of the gospel through wearable art. I personally own several pieces, friends, and some of my favorites are the Seraphim and the Becoming necklace. And you can imagine the Becoming is a butterfly and represents so much for me. You see, every design is handcrafted by husband and wife artists nestled in the Colorado foothills on the other side of where we are here in Colorado, using precious and semi-precious metals and stones and a reverent approach to craft. Every element within the Everyday Heirloom collection is an experience in the process of making and wearing. The wearable art collection is available at everydayheirloomco.com, and they've been so generous to offer us the code RUTH25 for $25 off your order. So follow the brand on Instagram, that's Everyday Heirloom Co., for insights and inspiration behind the designs for everyday life. Or visit adornthebeloved.com to find out more about their mission, blog, gift guide, and more. Well, that leads me right into what it really means to preach truth to ourselves. What do we mean when we say that? Well, I don't want to assume that our listeners here have done the truth-filled Bible study or have read other resources. So let's just tackle that question here right at the start of this season, because whether you listen to last year's season or not, I think this is a good way every year for us to reframe our minds and say, what does it mean to preach gospel truth to ourselves? And basically, we see the example in scripture with the psalmist, especially in Psalm 42 and Psalm 103. There's a constant reminder of, okay, I'm going to ask my soul, why are you feeling so downcast? What is the struggle? Yeah. What is going on? And then put your hope in God. Remember the truths about who God is and what he's done, and then tell it back to yourself. So we see in Psalm 103, the psalmist says, forget not his benefits. And then he lists off all of the ways that God is faithful. But then we also see the prophet Jeremiah in Lamentations saying, here's all the stuff that's going wrong and all the things that are hard. And then in Lamentations 3, 20 through 22, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. And the subject of what he calls to mind is the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an and they are new every morning. We love that. But those are the very words that he is preaching back to himself, because he will forget if he doesn't. So, yeah. So what I wrote in Truthfilled is not that this is some formula or I didn't make it up. I'm just looking in scripture and saying, okay, this is what even the epistle writers do when they're crafting a message for the churches. They always start with the character of God, who we are in him. And so how we apply that is that we follow the psalmist examples by saying, what's going on in our hearts? What's happening? Identify the care, for example. Think about what is burdening you. And so if you're even taking notes throughout this podcast season, just ask yourself, what's so burdensome, Ruth? What's going on in your heart? And then tell your soul what to do by remembering who God is and what he's done. So we're not just, you know, speaking nice platitudes to ourselves and little, you know, positive thinking. We're really saying, what does the scripture say about who God is and who we are? And then thirdly, we embrace gospel hope. We apply that. And we try to do that on the Grace Lace podcast every week, but we apply that. We say, okay, if that's the truth of who God is, then how do I apply that to my burden and remember why that matters right now when I feel burdened?
Yeah. And I think it's interesting when we talk about preaching to truth to ourselves, kind of even the question of why, like, why is this a thing that is helpful, or why do we need to do it? And you touched on it when you said, the truth is we forget, right? We know who God is and we know what he's done. We have the whole Bible to look through and be reminded of and to see it. But it's easy for us to forget. My pastor always refers to it as we have a leaky soul, right? Like, it just kind of over time, it just leaks out and we forget. And so this is a way that we remember and that we call to mind. Just like the psalmist said, just like Jeremiah said, this is a tangible way for us to really anchor ourselves to something bigger, to something better, to say, like, okay, but this is who God is. This is what he's done. This is who I am in him. So because of all of those things, I can rest or I can be at peace.
Right.
There's that tangible link between who God is and what it means for my life today when my burden is really heavy.
Because we're more like the psalmist in Psalm 42, 103, and Lamentations 3 when the prophet is speaking. We're more like that than not, in that our circumstances don't just reset and change just because we had a good day of prayer. It's not like we open our Bibles and we're like, oh, I commune with the Lord, so everything is now better. No, we're actually preaching truth to ourselves in the middle of circumstances not changing. Yes. So our hope is that we would come to our listeners, our friends here, at the start of the year, acknowledging that you may still feel burdened. This is this may be a new burden. It may be a long-term burden. Yeah. It may be something that feels heavy from last year that doesn't just automatically or magically reset at the new year. So how do we, as Christ followers, how do we, as men and women who love the Lord, choose to look at God's word and then apply those truths to our circumstances that the Lord could change in an instant, but if he chooses not to, and the burden and the heaviness is around, how do we rehearse the truth and then choose deliberately whether we're going to carry it the way we are carrying it, or we're going to let it go, or how do we respond in a way that reflects the truth of God's word?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a few resources that I just want to mention too, that we have through Grace Lace Shopped and some even older podcast seasons, that I think if this concept is new to you, or you're like, oh, I want to think more about that or practice that really in a tangible way, a couple of things. So we mentioned already Ruth's Bible study, Truth Filled. You can get that pretty much wherever books are sold, but also in the Grace Lace Shop. In Grace Lace Shop, we also have Preach to Yourself decks that are kind of like a deck of cards, a card with the scripture on it, and of course, some beautiful art, but just has one verse for you to be able to meditate on, a truth to call to mind, to remember, to rehearse, to apply to your life. And then past podcast seasons, we mentioned the beginning of the 2023 with season 4 was Preach to Yourself When You're Unmotivated. And then back in our very first podcast season, which was called Simon Says, all of Ruth's pet phrases, episode 4 is about Preach to Yourself. So we have a whole episode to unpack what that concept means. She goes into that Psalm 42 and 103 a little bit more. So if this is sparking something in your brain, like, ooh, I want to plug into that a little bit more, that concept, those are some resources for you.
Okay, so Eve, we're going to continue this whole season with the three questions we always really have on the Grace Life podcast, which is, what is the gospel truth here? Why it matters? Why does it matter? And what's one small step we can take today, right now, to respond to these short 15 minutes that we've had this conversation? Because everything we listen to, everything we think about, will shape us if we respond in obedience. And that's if it's the truth from the word, we can respond in faith, even if it's one small step. So what is the gospel truth today?
Well, it's funny because I think that truly all season long, the gospel truth and why it matters and our one small step are kind of going to be the same every week. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to hit them hard right now. But I think the gospel truth here is that life is hard. There are burdens and God is good. And I said, and really specifically, it's not, but it's, and like, also these two things are both true at the same time.
We're but so actually the same person sometimes and not, because I literally was about to say a different version of that, which was just that the gospel truth is we're not promised that God will change our circumstances, but we're promised a God who knows exactly what we need in it. And he provides everything that we need. So we need to rehearse those truths back to ourselves about how he provides.
Yeah. And it's like, Jesus has already died for our sin, right? He's shouldered our greatest burden that we could literally do nothing about. And so we can trust him for help with every small burden, every other thing that comes under the brokenness of the world, our own sin, all of those things. And like you said, he promised to be with us. We just came through a season where we talked a lot about Jesus, our Emmanuel, like he is God with us. And his plan is for us to live abundantly, right? So even as we navigate the burdens of life, we can trust that he's with us and he'll take care of us.
Amen to that. Okay, so what's one small thing, which all season long should be, I will start preaching truth to myself, but...
I think that for this whole season, the idea really is meditating on the truths that we're rehearsing. And I think meditating gets a really funny rap sometimes because it sounds so like mystical or intangible. Like, yeah, I'm just going to think about it. Well, I don't know about you. That lasts for me for about 30 seconds. And then my brain is down the rabbit trail.
It's not navel gazing.
Yeah, my mind is down the rabbit trail. I'm like, what do we have for dinner tonight? Oh, wait, but I'm meditating. So there's a really practical, helpful tool that we're going to link in today's show notes, written by Donald Whitney in his really great book, Spiritual Disciplines for the Christian Life. I had to think about it for a second.
And, which we did a whole season
We did a whole season on. But there is a really great list of how you can meditate. So really meditating is just thinking about something intently where you turn it around from all different angles and think about it. So sometimes you might make a list of everything that you see in that verse or that truth about yourself or about God or how it's connected to another verse. Like there's just lots of different application points that he has that it's great if you want to grab a journal and you're going to just really spend 10 minutes meditating on the truth that we're rehearsing in that episode that I think will be really beneficial. So we'll link that whole list for you.
Well, mine is pretty simple and probably not as as spiritually deep as meditating, but I'll just say I'm a big fan of brain dumping because this idea of being burdened or feeling heavy, a lot of times it's a feeling. It's a feeling that I can't even pinpoint. I just feel like I'm walking around going, oh my goodness, this feels like so much. There's like just the idea, swirling. The words too much, you know, too much is like constantly just like in front of my eyes. I just feel like, oh my goodness, this is so much to carry. This is so heavy. And so my one small step that I think would be really helpful for me all season long would be to write down everything that feels burdensome. So first of all, just to write it down, like just to be honest, does it feel burdensome? Does my job feel burdensome? Does that one child who's struggling with something, is that a burden to me? I mean, I need to really write down what those things are. But then also I sometimes find that it's a helpful exercise just to you know, rather than maybe you're a really great journaler and you can actually just like, without even a prompt, just write down all these things in, of your heart. But if you're somebody who kind of needs a prompt, I would say a good question I often ask myself and ask a friend when we're sitting down to talk is, what's one thing that you feel like if that just disappeared, if that was not even in your life, not an issue, you would suddenly be like all smiles, walking freely.
Invigorated.
What's the one thing that you're just like, oh yeah, if I didn't have to think about or deal with or whatever that is. And it's a really good conversation starter between friends, but also just a really good way to journal and write down, oh, be self-aware and realize I am feeling really burdened by this one thing. And then in the subsequent episodes, as we're talking together, friends, we can start assessing and go, okay, so if that's a real concern and that's the one thing that's keeping you from rejoicing, or the one thing that's keeping you from feeling at peace, or the one thing that keeps you from feeling like you can take the afternoon off and go for a long walk, if that's the one thing that feels burdensome, how does Jesus want you to look at that burden? How does Jesus want you to respond to that burden? And how should we see it and think on it? And how do we respond biblically so that we can see change in our lives?
Yeah, I love that. Well, friend, I hope today's kind of initial setup conversation for this season, what's your appetite for what's to come? Our prayer is that this Preach to Yourself season really will meet you where you are and help you look to Jesus, that it's a practical way to anchor your heart to Him in the new year. If you are looking forward to these new episodes, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on whatever platform you listen to so that you'll know right away when a new episode is released. Thank you so much for joining us today.